From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States says it is considering direct talks with Russia amid growing concerns about the Russian military buildup in Syria and the Kremlin's professed willingness to send combat units to the war-torn Middle East nation. Secretary of State John Kerry said President Barack Obama believes such discussions with Moscow are important as the U.S. and its allies seek to resolve the worsening crisis in Syria. At the Pentagon, officials said Defense Secretary Ash Carter had a constructive conversation about Syria Friday with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Carter and Shoigu agreed to remain in contact about areas where the United States and Russia's perspectives overlap, U.S. officials said. The Pentagon chief said defeating Islamic State militants in Syria is a top priority. A group of Taliban militants attacked an Air Force base in northwestern Pakistan early Friday, killing at least 29 people and wounding many others. Military spokesman Major General Asim Bajaw told reporters that militants wearing paramilitary forces uniforms entered the residential compound of the Badhabur base near Peshawar in two groups. One of the groups stormed a mosque where base staff were offering early morning prayers, he said, adding that the attack left 16 worshippers dead. The other group of militants attacked another area of the compound, killing several other people. Bajaw said a quick reaction force reached the base and engaged the attackers, killing 13 of the militants. General Bajaw alleged that the terrorist attack was planned in Afghanistan and those involved in it came from across the border. This is VOA News. A U.S. diplomat says efforts are underway to convince Burkina Faso coup leaders to restore the transitional government and let the country proceed with elections. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Linda Thomas-Greenfield gave an exclusive interview to VOA's Mariama Diallo-Kandel in Washington Friday. Thomas-Greenfield said there was no reason for the soldiers behind Wednesday's coup to seize power and arrest the legally recognized government of Burkina Faso. Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. ambassador in Burkina Faso and other officials have talked with the coup leaders who come from the Presidential Guard, a former Burkinabe president, Blaise Compaoré. As France begins welcoming its first batch of Iraqis and Syrians out of 24,000 due to be resettled from elsewhere in Europe, questions are mounting over the status and treatment of longer-term migrants. Out of the media spotlight, many of them are sleeping in the street as the country scrambles to find new housing. Lisa Bryant has the story.
A tent camp by the Seine River in downtown Paris. This is the other face of Europe's migrant crisis. But the Africans who found shelter here are leaving. Paris authorities evacuated two squatter sites this week, including this one. 18-year-old Ahmed from Sudan is leaving the only home he knows in France.
They talk to us, they take people from here to residence, but we don't know where is the residence.
Paris City Hall is opening up new migrant shelters. Those from the tent camp will get temporary housing while their situations are reviewed. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The United States eased restrictions on travel and business on Cuba Friday, marking another notable advance forward in the thawing of relations with the communist government. Senior administration officials called the easing of restrictions a major step in U.S.-Cuba relations in a conference call with reporters Friday. Officials said the move is intended to strengthen employment opportunities for Cubans. The changes in U.S. Treasury and commerce regulations will allow for increased travel opportunities to Cuba for Americans, provide Cubans with access to telecommunications, and promote growth of business opportunities with Cuba. Global stock markets are responding cautiously Friday to the U.S. Federal Reserve's decision to hold off on raising interest rates. In a long-awaited announcement Thursday, the U.S. Central Bank decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate they have been at for several years. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.